Direct from Music City, this is Live from Nashville.
Time is my friend, my friend. The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes. I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time? I'll take your words of wisdom, and I'll try to make them right. Hey, it's just me and you again. Come on, time. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. You're flying like a mighty wind. You're never standing still. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. It looks like you're winning the race. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. You're flying like mighty wind. You're never standing still. As you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. Looks like you're winning the race. Come on, time. Come on, time. Looks like you're winning the race.
Willie Nelson, come on time. And from Nashville, Tennessee, I'm your host, Gary Holt. Joining me is my wife and my co-host, Miss Mary Kay Holt. Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, I'm so excited about today's show.
I think you are excited. I could hear you singing along with Willie on that.
Yes.
So I don't know whether it was, were you trying to do harmony or what was the deal there?
Oh, no, I was just singing along.
Just
pretending
singing
like
along.
I'm on stage with him. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, listen, we have a great show lined up. The beautiful day here in Nashville, Tennessee today. It's supposed to be
gorgeous.
About 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Sunny. Could you believe that it was like 31 yesterday when I went out? And yeah, that's Tennessee weather for you. Tennessee weather for you.
Yeah.
But but we do have a great show today. And so we're going to talk a little bit about our guest. Dale Ann Bradley is going to be joining us for the second half of the show today on Live from Nashville. And Miss Claudia Gibson is going to kick things off today. And so we're going to have a great time. We're going to do a little Americana folk music and then go into the bluegrass world with Dale Ann Bradley. But right now, let's take a listen to a great song from Claudia Gibson. It's called Rain. We'll be back in just a moment on Live from Nashville.
You're gone, shook off your earthly chain. Blue skies have turned to black, and you ain't coming back. Sometimes all it does is rain. any life that might remain. People that just ain't made to live. Spirits too pure to be sustained. Cavern from a tiny crack, and there's no getting back. All it does is rain.
Gibson's songwriting has brought her recognition as a Kerrville New Folk finalist, invites to songwriting festivals and competitions, and first place in the Woody Guthrie Songwriting Contest. An Austin, Texas resident, Claudia's musical style runs the gamut of her past musical experience, with folk at its base, but also including elements of rock, classical, bluegrass, Celtic, and R&B, weaving a sound that is identifiable and solely her own. Please welcome to Live from Nashville, Miss Claudia Gibson. Hey, Claudia.
Hey, thank you, Gary, for having me. You're okay.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here.
We're thrilled.
Yeah. So, first time on the show, and we always like to find out a little bit about our guest for our worldwide audience. So tell us, where are you from, and how'd you end up in Austin, Texas?
Well, originally I'm from New York State. That's where I was born, in the Hudson Valley. I grew up mostly in the Hudson Valley, New York. We lived overseas for about 2.5-3 years in Hong Kong when I was little, and then moved back. And so mostly we moved a lot. Mostly just in and around the Hudson Valley, and I started playing music when I was about 18, and went to music school then also, and afterwards went down to New York City. But, my cat just wandered in. He's having some words to say, too. when I got married and had kids, I kind of put aside performing for quite a while, and really didn't resume it until they were launched and we had moved out here. Austin, my husband had been a New York City caterer, and it was just getting like he needed to get out of that after many years. So
Moved
out this way. Yeah, and lived in the Hill Country, in a small town called Wimberley, about 45 minutes from Austin. There's a lot of musical artists living there, and it's a lovely place. But we decided, a couple of years ago to move into Austin proper. So that's where I am right now. And I guess I got started back in playing about kind of going out to open mics and things around 2015, and then recorded my first album in 2016. And things took a nice turn after that. But then, of course, when things were really starting to get Good in early 2020.
Along came.
Yeah, along came COVID. So it's kind of, one step forward, four steps back. But now releasing this album, it's nice because I'm actually, I've also been juggling this with working a full-time job as an educator, and that's going to be ending for me this coming May, the end of May. So a lot more time to devote to music. Yeah.
Well, interesting, because your story and Mary Kay's kind of run along the lines, don't they, Mary Kay?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very similar. I started playing guitar at 40 and started writing. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, late through in my career. Yeah, don't you feel like coming at music with life experience behind you, you're able to, I think the depth of songwriting is, you have a deeper well to draw from. What would you say about that?
When I was younger and working at it, the stuff I tended to write then, I'm realizing now like why I wasn't successful in my 20s, and I don't think it was for lack of ability. It was just I listened to the songs from back then. They just didn't really, they were just kind of shallow maybe. I don't know. It just wasn't really me. I wasn't really, exploring music that was me. And subjects that were me, and going through life, definitely makes you a better, I think for me, it made me a bit much better songwriter. But I've been playing guitar for a long time, since I was about 11, I guess. I desperately wanted to play cello. There had been in my elementary school and stuff from New York, and they played Vivaldi's, Four Seasons.
Four Seasons.
Yeah, my mom was a single mom, so I took the sheet home. I was so happy. I was like, I want to study cello. And she looked at it, and, she said, we just don't have the money for this. And she was too proud to kind of ask, is there a cello? Is there money? So then I just started sneaking my older sister had a guitar, and when she wasn't home, I would just sneak in, and I taught myself out of a Mel Bay book. And then, of course,
I love that.
Well, Mary Kay's not going to tell you. Yeah. Mary Kay's not going to tell you, but she raised 9 children and was pregnant with her 10th when she picked up the guitar and started performing. So she played piano before, and she was musical.
I can't imagine 10. I would have just never, ever picked up a guitar. I would have been lying in a puddle on the floor.
I've been there, done that many times. But, guitar, I'm looking at pictures from your website. What are you playing? It looks like I'm seeing 2 different guitars in your pictures here.
Yeah, if you saw where I was sitting right now, I have a lot of guitars, but the 2 main guitars, I have a Martin, a smaller one. It's a 00018 that I got a few years ago. I just love it. But it's gotten it's a little too delicate when I'm traveling. And also I can never quite get the sound live that I get, when I'm just sitting in a room playing. So a couple of years ago I got a Taylor. It's a slope shoulder Taylor, kind of modeled over after the old, the Gibson, like the J45, J50, that kind of shape. And it's a lovely guitar. And it also, because Taylor just has that wonderful, like you plug in anywhere and they've got a really nice sound system, within the pickup system within the guitar. So that's my
just
main,
great, great Rode guitars.
Yeah. And plus it seems to handle, I use a lot of different tunings, and sometimes I'll have 2 guitars, keep one in standard.
2 different
tunings. Keep
tuning.
One. Yeah, and switch around. So, when I'm tuning back up, I won't have a guitar string flying in my face. Or I'll just bring that, because that's like having your best friend slap you. It's just a terrible thing.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
And so.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Yeah. We're going to take a break and listen to some more music, because this album
is
great.
Are you stopping our guitar talk?
I am, because you girls could just
so
go
boring.
On, I think. It's just like, I'm just here, but I'm going to play music. So this is the title cut from the album. And you may have to correct me. The Fields of Chazay? How do you pronounce that?
Chazay.
The Fields of Chazay. Beautiful song. The title cut. We're talking with Claudia Gibson today on Live from Nashville.
farmer and a farmer's son. His heart was in the North Country, among the fields of Chazy. Albino was young Joseph's bride. For 8 years she was at his side. Through summer, winter, spring and fall, work in the fields of Chazy. The bond was strong enough to bear the hard times and the trials they share. But 1915 winter came, and his love could not save him. Albina's first child was her last, just 29 years when she passed. Joe buried them in frozen ground, 10 miles north of Chazy. For 10 long years Joe walked alone, settled in his bones. So 500 apple trees, some said that he'd gone crazy. But May of 1925, Joe took Elizabeth for his bride. My dad arrived in 29, born in the town of Chazy. Grandpa played accordion with gnarled hands when I was young. The songs of old Acadia, 200 miles from Chazy. Winter orchids bloom the day we heard of Grandpa's news. His heart had stopped, his spirit blew from Albany straight up to Lake Champlain. Today I walk a winding road, I touch the trees my grandpa sowed. My heart's here in the North Country, among these fields of Chazy. The twisted ancient apple tree, the sweet fruit of his legacy. Yes, this my grandpa left to me, these verdant fields of Chazy. Grandpa died when I was young, a farmer and a farmer's son. Heart was in the North Country, among the fields of Chazy.
That is the title track, Fields of Chazy, from Claudia Gibson's brand new album, released on March 1st. And Claudia, tell us what you've got going on with your album release.
Well, I have a show coming up on March 23rd here in Austin. It's going to be at a listening space, and it's just going to be lovely, actually. A couple people who played on the album are going to be there Rich Brotherton, who is just kind of a legendary Austin guitarist, mandolin producer. He was on the road with Robert Olkin for many years, and he's just super talented and also plays in a few Celtic groups. And then I have Mark Epstein, a bass player who played acoustic bass on that track. He's going to be joining us. And I'll have a band with several other people as well, a couple Austin artists, Anna Larson and Nicole Ridgewell, and a fellow named Mikey Best on the drums. So kind of the best of Austin players. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That is really exciting.
Yeah. It's expensive to do, you know, most of us don't do it a lot, but it's fun, you know, it's really fun. So
it's
going to
be a great listening experience. Yeah, I'm excited for you for this project. I mean, as you've entered back into your musical career, and this is your third CD, your third album, right?
It's my second full album. I had one full-length album, Step by Step, in 2016, and then I put out an EP in 2019, four songs, Louisiana Sky, and now this mm-hmm. album, which just came out, Fields of Shavy. So, yeah, it's starting to be a little more filling up the merch table than before.
Yeah, I love that. As our listeners listen to this, to your music, and as we visit with you, I encourage everybody to go over to your website. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we're going on, but mm-hmm. releasing of an album is a very big deal for an artist, and it's a lot of work. It's actually, you know, an investment, you know, in this music that you've been writing, and it's also a very collaborative experience. So even though maybe your songs have been written in solitude and dreamed up in your own heart and mind, you then put together a team and then you release that music to the world. What are you doing this time? What are you hoping for your audience to find with this album?
Well, I think that this one, first of all, it was produced by Walt Wilkins, who I'm sure you're familiar with. He was in Nashville for a while as a songwriter, and he's back in Texas for many years now. He's just great songwriter, great producer, and he always puts together really fantastic people. I'm just hoping that people hear these songs, because several of them are about people who were interesting and who, you know, and important to me, either influences or family members or people in my life that aren't well known. So there's some interesting stories in there. I mean, obviously that last song, that was the story of my paternal grandfather. My maiden name was Thibodeau, and his name was Joseph Thibodeau. He was a farmer who, my grandmother was his second wife, and I never really knew about that until I discovered that a few years ago when visiting his grave for the first time way in upstate New York.
And you're like, what?
Who is this person? And then I suddenly remembered hearing my father say, oh, grandpa had a first wife. She died, you know, early in childbirth. His story and my maternal grandmother's story is on a song called Promised Land. And then I have a story that always fascinated me for many years, a Texas female outlaw named Laura Bullion, whose story was basically a love story. I mean, she became, she was very enmeshed with this Wild Bunch member. She was a member of the Wild Bunch, and she teamed up with this guy, Ben Kilpatrick, the tall Texan, and they were, you know, they were bank and train robbers, and, you know, and just, you know, to me, stories that are interesting about people and what motivates them. And I think in this day and age, it's much more interesting to me to write a song that has some sort of human element that people can relate to, or a story that they're interested in finding out about.
Yes.
Because there's so much that separates us, but there's so much more that unites us, I believe, in just human emotion and experience. And I think it's important to remember that.
It is.
Oh, well,
it is. And one of my favorite songs.
The cat had a comment too.
Yeah,
I'm just grateful that our dogs are quiet today. That's a good thing. But one of my favorite songs Hey, they haven't heard The Cat yet. That's the thing. One of my favorite songs on the album is the song you were just talking about. That's Laura's song. So we're going to take a listen to that and come back and talk more with Claudia Gibson today on Live from Nashville. Heard around the world online at EquestrianLegacy.net, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and most streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. We'll be right back.
Abilene to Cody, across the great divide. True love was my treasure, so I never was a wife. But I will tell my story now to you. Mama barely raised me, then she left me with her kin. They did the best they could to keep a restless child from sin. Bound for San Antonio, the red lights reeled me in. And I was no one's angel anymore. Gang. Will died in Sonora, then I fell blue-eyed Ben. Yeah, I was a tall Texas girl. Running with the wild bunch, we robbed the banks and trains. I would hold the horses till we made our getaway. We hit the Great Northern and the boys blew up the safe. $60,000 was the down to Little Rock on the run, living high. It ended in St. Louis, where we both were caught and tried. They gave me 5, but then got 15 years. Out on good behavior, 7 more years did I pine. I walked a straight and narrow path while Ben did his hard time. In letters sent from prison, he said, Laura, please stay mine. And I will make this up to you someday. Outlaw ways ran deep. The promise of an honest life was one he could not keep. 9 months after exiting that penitentiary, Ben died near Dryden, robbing the number 9 train. Last one of their kind. My secrets will die with me.
Wow, that's the power of songwriting, y'all, right there. That is just a gorgeous story song. As a Western folk artist, I really appreciate what you've done there. And, you know, this whole album, reading the reviews, it's like a travelogue. And so I really hope our listening audience seeks out Claudia and finds this music. And how can our listeners support you and find you? How's the best way to connect with you, Claudia?
There's my website is the easiest, ClaudiaGibson.com, so that's pretty easy. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Claudia Gibson Music. My music's on Spotify, it's on Bandcamp, it's on Apple Music, you know, all the Amazon, all the streaming platforms. But my website's good. I think if you go there, you'll get a download to one of the songs, and there's all kinds of links. And I'm starting to put up more things as I want to explain more of the stories. I was a freelance writer for many years, so I like to write. So that's something I'm in the process of doing. Is telling
I love
some of the
that
stories
idea.
Behind these songs. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. Your website is, I have to say, a really great website.
No, thank you.
Well, it is a great album, and I have to ask before we go, what is your cat's name?
Oh, that's James. Aww. He came with that name when he was a little kitten, and he's just very mouthy, and he talks all the time. Yeah, we have two others.
I feel like we've interviewed you, Claudia Gibson,
and
he's
the one,
cat James.
And James. And so he's on Instagram, right? So we can look for him on Instagram. Claudia
Gibson
Music.
Well, I think he's on my Instagram feed. If you go to my Claudia Gibson Music on Instagram, there's a post of him a few months back. It says James Speaks, and he's just going, I say, Mama, and he goes, Mama. And yeah, that went viral. So, you know, that got me all the time.
Oh, gosh.
So maybe I just have to include him in all my publicity from now on.
There you go.
He definitely wants to join your interviews, so yes.
Oh, gosh. Well, listen, you have absolutely been great. We so appreciate you joining us today on Live from Nashville.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah, I really
Well, you're very welcome. Wonderful. And we're going to close out this segment with another great song that you were just talking about. It's called Promised Land, and we'll be back in just a moment on Live from Nashville. Claudia, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, both of you, Gary and Mary Kay.
You're so welcome.
Papa died the 19th of September. They sent us off 1 month to the day. Me and Lana with a tattered old brown suitcase. Papa's portrait tucked inside my safe. From Liverpool in steerage class, noses pressed to dirty glass, tossing on the ocean 10 long. Torch. Moralina. My life unburdened and free. Oh, Lana, sister, take my hand. There's a lady with a torch. This could be the promised land. Oh, Lana, liberty she stands. Promised land, the promised land, the promised land.
From Austin, Texas, we're now going to take you to Kentucky. Our next guest is Dale Ann Bradley. She is a Kentucky Music Hall of Famer, a two-time Grammy nominee, and Dale Ann Bradley's newest album is an ode to her home state with a collection of duets with some other prominent Kentuckians. We'll start off by listening to her song, Love Train.
Love train, oh, little love train, I get to the station, you're always down the track. Love train, standing in that cool rain, I'm still waiting for you to come on back.
I was thinking, that used to be a show on television. And then I thought, no, that was Soul Train.
Soul Train.
Oh, my
God. That's your next album.
That's a great idea, Soul Train.
Soul Train. How are you doing? How are you doing? Good to have
well,
you.
Well, I'm doing okay. You know, had some things going on a couple of years ago that kind of slowed me down a little bit, but I'm getting back into the swing of things, and I'm thankful for that.
Good. Good. We've had several people ask about you, and I've had so many people said she is just the sweetest person you've ever met. So,
I appreciate people deep down because that's the gifts really in life are
the folks
you know,
that you're
who
running
you connect
through.
With and yeah and who you
yeah.
touch
yeah.
and who touches you. You know, it's that's the things that you'll always carry with you.
Absolutely.
That's so true.
Well. First time you've been on the show, we tried before. And so
oh,
it's
we've
like,
been
I
working
so
on this
happy.
Forever.
Yeah, she's finally here. I had a Yay. Friend out in another singer-songwriter out in Colorado that just said the other day, I am so excited to hear Del Ann on the show. And then we had a little screw-up, and our times were all wrong last week. So we're so happy to have you. And Patty Clayton,
I'm
if you're listening out
here.
There. Yeah, Patty Clayton, if you're listening, you get to hear Del Ann today. But for folks that are listening for the first time and learning about you for the very first time, and for most of our first-time guests, we like to go back and find out a little bit about your background. And so we know you're a Kentucky girl. So tell us about growing up in Kentucky and how you got started into the music world.
Oh, well, I am from Kentucky. It's in Middlesboro, Kentucky, and I'm right on the line, as we talked about earlier, about a mile from the Virginia line and the Kentucky line. So it's in the tri-state Cumberland Gap area.
Okay.
Daniel Boone country, you know. And I grew up in a primitive Baptist church. My dad is still pastors a church down in Kentucky that's primitive Baptist. They don't have any musical instruments nor notes in their songbooks or anything like that. And so getting the guitar and performing took a little doing, you know, had to do a little convincing and all that kind of thing. But their singing is some of the most beautiful. If you've heard any of the Ralph Stanley a cappella stuff,
oh, yeah.
that's exactly what it sounded like. It was so beautiful. And I learned a lot about music just from the vocals and not having the instrumentation there. You know, you kind of had to figure that out, you know, and what sounded uh-huh. good and then what didn't. And then I had a wonderful band director too in high school, Merle Reisner, and he helped me a whole lot. And then, you know, I started playing in a band with he and his wife and some other folks here as Back Porch Grass. And from there, I took a little sabbatical, had my son during that time, and then went to Renfro Valley, actually, and stayed there a long time, you know.
Wow.
And was part of all those shows, and we had quite a few going on every week, you know. And then from there, you know, just started recording solo albums and became part of Sister Sadie. They're the first round of Sister Sadie. Yep, the first group, and then just been, you know, writing and singing and recovering from a heart attack.
and here
we are today.
And here we are today. I gotta tell you, I grew up church. I grew up Church of Christ, Dale Ann. So
oh,
there were no
very
instruments.
Similar.
Very similar. And I remember seeing a comic, a religious, quote unquote, religious comic on television. And he was playing his guitar. So he was playing Methodist music on his guitar. And he was playing Catholic music on his guitar. And when he got to Church of Christ, he turned the guitar around so there were no strings. And so that was the way he played.
That is so cute.
Oh, my goodness.
I will will never forget that. But yeah, we learned real well. And the music is great, and a cappella is great. So it kind of put us ahead in some areas, I think, you know, both of our
I think maybe it did.
It did. Well, I want to get some more music. This is from the album Kentucky For Me. We are so happy to have Dale Ann Bradley join us today. And this song is After Wild. We'll be back on Live from Nashville.
Audience, you realize we've got a bluegrass angel on the show today. That voice, holy cow, just beautiful, Dale Ann.
Well, I had a lot of good help on this album, and was you know, one of those bucket list things. And I've always wanted to, you know, do a tribute album to Kentucky, and so everybody was so gracious and helping, and I enjoyed it so much, you know, and. I thank everybody who took part in it, because you can hear and see they played and sang their hearts out.
Amen.
So in your recording process, Dale Ann, do you have the whole band sit together and set up the mics? Are you in one big room, or do you break down to isolation booths for the different parts?
Well, you know, I've done it both ways through the years, you know. Mostly we probably, if the whole band is there, you know, if I'm using my touring band, you know, we're isolated, but it's live. You know, we'll all cut it live, and then mm-hmm. if there's some overdubs or whatever, we'll all still be
right.
there. On this one, of course, we had to send it out to some different studios.
That's
and,
right. It was a collaboration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we did some of it over the phone where I would, you know, we'd just patch in and I would listen to it over the phone. And, of course, everybody was just knocking it out with what they were doing, you know. So it was it wasn't as difficult as it could have been, you know. But we
right.
do it, you know, all kinds of ways. You know, it's so different now than it was years ago.
Amen.
With
oh,
all
so
the
true.
Digital stuff.
So
and
true.
People can just stay at the house and do it now, you know.
I know, it's crazy. But, you know, the nice thing about it is you can do a collaboration album like this, and it makes it possible. And, you know, doable. It's hard to get musicians in the same room at the same time when they're touring musicians.
Oh. Right, and everybody's schedule, you know, we had to move some things around a few different times and all like that, but it is tough because everybody's working hard, you know, trying to pay the electric bill.
Yes. My goodness.
You had some great artists that performed on this album with you, and we're going to get to the title cut from the album Kentucky For Me. Tell us who's performing with you on this.
On the Kentucky For Me song, that is, of course, it's a Tom T. Hall song, and which was another reason that that I chose that song, was the first reason, I guess, chose that song to be on the album. And I mean, within a few seconds, the person that was, the other person was apparent who should do that, and that was Larry Cordell. He just, I can't hardly listen to it. His verses are so, I don't know, they're just so real. And you can tell he's lived the Eastern Kentucky life, and there's so much in common, you know, with these people, no matter what county you're from, you know, you kind of always, your life kind of went the same way as far as growing up. But he's just precious and such a wonderful artist. And of course, Tony Ray played on it. He's not a Kentuckian, but we're going to make him an honorary Kentuckian.
He'll be a colonel.
Oh yeah. And of course, I want to mention too, the third part. The third part on almost all of the songs was Kim Fox, and
wow.
She's as good as anybody I've ever heard, and such a good harmony singer. She just blends and on any part, you know. So I was real tickled to, and she's close to Larry too. So that was kind of a special thing there, you know. Wherever us three had wanted to record for, you know, for a good while. So I was so blessed by the way that turned out, you know.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to Kentucky For Me. We're going to come back and talk more with Dale Land today on Live from Nashville.
Magnolia trees, Texas, I love to feel the prairie breeze, Tennessee, you made me what I am today, but it's got to be Kentucky. She loves me and she knows where I am. Kentucky, you are my motherland. Say hello to the rivers and the trees. Oh,
That's a fun place to go. Colorado, my, it's pretty, covered with the snow. California sunshine brings me to my knees, but it's got to be Kentucky for me. My flesh and my blood is buried there, and I believe that Jesus bless the bride. Big world, I've seen your majesties, but it's gotta be Kentucky for me.
Awesome song, Kentucky for Me, the title cut for the album. We're talking with Dale Ann Bradley today. Beautiful song, Dale Ann. Absolutely beautiful song.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that Tom T wrote any bad ones. I'm sure he didn't.
No. Yeah. Well, a little bird told me that you have a new band together. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, well, yes, I've got, of course, Matt Ledbetter has been with me for so many years, and I love him like one of my young'uns, you know, and he's so good and has been such a part of the sound for quite a while now on Dobro. Brian Turner, who is just over in Tennessee, not far from me, is playing bass. Tony Ray is playing guitar and banjo, and we're going to have a special person on a whole bunch of our dates, and that's Josh Goforth from over in Asheville, North Carolina, and he is just a multi-talented. Everybody knows Josh and loves him, and he plays everything. So that'll be the new lineup, you know. So I'm excited about that. We'll do our first show, I think, April 20th. So looking forward to that.
Wow.
Now, where will that be, Dylan?
Oh, that will be in right here in Middlesboro, in my hometown. The event's called the Rendezvous Center is where it will be at. And there'll be more about it on my website and Facebook. The website's DaleAnnBradley.com. They changed that on me just a little bit, but not too much. I constantly try to play catch up on all this new technical stuff.
Technology.
Know. But it's something else. It's overwhelming, you know, because I'm from another generation. But anyway, you can check on there, and then the Facebook or fan page or whatever that is now, it'll have, you know, a lot of the information, and you probably can go check the Rendezvous Center in Middlesboro, and I think that will have a lot of the information.
All right. Well, that is going to be exciting. There is another song I want to get to, and this is another one that you did. It's The Sun's Gonna Shine, and J.P. Pennington with you on this one. Tell us a little bit about how this came to be.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he was the first artist I thought about doing a duet with on the album. Didn't know what we were going to do, but I knew that if he had the time and was willing, that we would come up with a good song, because I wanted to do something he wrote. So he's a great writer, and what a singer. His father owned Renfro Valley when I Glenn Pennington when I came to Renfro Valley.
Wow.
And he's the one that hired me and was such an encourager, and it was just life changing. And then JP's mother was Lily Mae Ledford. So we were just connected up there, because I used to be part of the New Concrete Girls, you know, when they were at Renfro Valley. And of course that was started by Lily Mae and all of her sisters, the Coon Creek Girls originally, they were the first all-female band, I believe, in history.
Goodness gracious.
And I had met JP, you know, many times at Renfro Valley and had corresponded with him. And he's always just been gracious, and he's just a precious person. He really is. So when I asked him, he said, oh, yeah. And I said, I'd love to do something that you've written. And he sent a few songs, But the Sun's Going to Shine, I thought, oh, boy. And it was, you know, during the end of COVID, and it was a trying time for everybody. So I thought the song was maybe be an encouraging one. And he sure delivered it, and I'm just so thankful to him for doing that.
Well, this is a great song. The Sun's Going to Shine, and it's a great song from the album Kentucky for Me. We'll be back in just a moment.
Dark clouds are rolling over my head. Feels like thunder down in my chest. But I believe I see a light somewhere around the bend. Sun's gonna shine on me again.
For me, we have been talking with the incomparable Ms. Dale Ann Bradley today on Live from Nashville. So much fun to have you with us today. So much fun.
Oh, I've thoroughly enjoyed this so much, and I'm so thrilled that we were able to connect and do this.
Well, we'll have to do it again sometime. Here. It was so much fun this time. We'll have to do it again. Yeah,
I would love to. Well, we're getting ready to start a new album, so maybe we can do it for that one, too.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be great.
Be great. Well, for the audience that are listening around the world today, DaleAnnBradley.com is the website?
Yes, that's it.
All right, DaleAnnBradley.com. Go to her website. You can buy her music there. You can follow her tour schedule there. And I did want to ask what the deal is with the water in Oklahoma, Kentucky, because I have never seen too many talented people from those two places. What's the deal?
Well, I'll tell you what, if people research, there is a ton of awesome talent coming out of, or has through the years and still coming out of Oklahoma. I don't know. I think the water here is pretty, has been pretty clear in the 5 years, you know, and they've done a whole lot. I don't know. I think probably the experiences are the same. You know, you take this line from Kentucky all the way through Arkansas and, you know, in Oklahoma and, even down into East Texas, and we talk just alike, you know.
That's true.
It's crazy.
That's
I agree.
It is. So true. It is. I think, yeah, and the trail, you know, there was a lot of people from here migrated to Oklahoma, and then a lot of people from Oklahoma, some of my family, you know, migrated through the years from Oklahoma. So I think it was a similarity, heavily similar in the way that everybody grew up, I think.
I think so, probably. But so many talented people from those two places. But we have been talking with one of those talented people today, and it has been so much fun. Dale Ann, thanks for being with us today. And I got to end this with another Kentucky song. This is Kentucky Gold. So we're going to close out with it. And it's a horse song.
I'm
a horse guy. That's right.
We tried to cover it all, you know. We don't race horses over here where I'm at, but we'll go to Lexington or Louisville and watch some horse races.
There you go. Well, Kentucky Gold is the song. Dale Ann Bradley has been our guest, and we look forward, Dale Ann, to having you back with us again. Thank you so much.
Oh, honey, I look forward, and I look forward to meeting you all soon, too.
We will do that. All right. So this is Kentucky Gold. We'll be back on Live from Nashville in just a moment. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kentucky gold stood 16 hands high, fire and lightning tailed a mane. She was the color of the Owensboro sunset. Kentucky gold was her name. Nobody knew where her daddy came from or how he got into her mama's bed, but you could tell the way that filly ran that she was a thoroughbred. Kentucky gold, run baby run, this time it's just you and me. Kentucky gold, run baby run, you were born to be free. Someday I'm gonna set you free. Cross the finish line.
from the great disgrace of all time.
Kentucky Gold Run, baby, run. This time it's just you and me. Kentucky Gold Run, baby, run. You were born to be free. Someday I'm gonna set you free. Kentucky Gold Run, baby, run. This time it's just you and me. Kentucky Gold Run, baby, run. You were born to be free. Someday I'm gonna set you free.
Kentucky Gold, Dale and Bradley, and what a stinking fun show today, Mary Kay.
I agree.
It has been fun. It has been so much fun. Claudia Gibson was a great guest in the first part of the show, and great to get to visit with her and share her great music, and then to visit with Dale Ann finally after, you know, this was her fourth attempt that we've had her on the show. So we finally made that. What a joy she is. What a joy.
Worth the wait, yeah.
Yeah, so great music, great albums. So be sure and check out both of these artists on their websites and pick up these albums. They are absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Well, Mary Kay, we have some sponsors. Where can you find them for Equestrian Legacy Radio?
You can find our amazing sponsors on equestrianlegacy.net. We put together pages for you, our listeners, to be able to find some of the very best in shopping for all things Western and all things horsey. And we've also have a page called Legacy Campgrounds and what is the name of it? Campgrounds and
Legacy Select Horse Campgrounds and Guest Ranches. You can also shop in the general store on our website and visit East of Santa Fe for equestrian and Western art and collectibles. So you can find all of those at equestrianlegacy.net. And you can also listen to all of our shows on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. So we have a great show lined up for you this coming Thursday on the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America. Corinne Marie, a talented young lady from Colorado, will be joining us on the Campfire Cafe. And then we will be visiting with Jackie Turnbull to talk about the Great American Ranch and Trail Horse Sale. That's all coming up this Thursday starting at noon at equestrianlegacy.net. and on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and those other streaming platforms. So, dear, have you got anything else that you would like to add today?
Just how much we appreciate and love our listeners. If you are still tuned in and at the very end of the show, that means that you are our true, true fans, and we love you bunches.
Well, it has been a bunch of fun. It's been a fun show today.
Yes.
And join us next Tuesday for Live from Nashville and always on Thursdays for the Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're going to close out the show today with a great song from our buddies in Canada, the Western Swing Authority. It's called Dance with Who Brung Ya. And we'll be back next Tuesday for Live from Nashville.
Time the Western Swing Authority brought in the authority on Western Swing. Here's a little Ray Benson.
You've got to dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Don't be a fickle fool. If you came here with a gal who has always been your pal,
that's me.
Don't you leave her for the first unattached girl, that just ain't cool. You gotta dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash.
No, no. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash.
I had a friend from Texas, really had some style. He sang good old western swing and drove them wild.
Uh-huh. Then a talent scout from Vegas said, boy, dress and sing this way.
No way.
In one short year, he broke in L.A.
Yeah, you gotta dance with who brung you. Swing with who swung you.
Life ain't no 40-yard dash.
That's what I said. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be real careful what you wish for, 'cause you just might get the hold on.
Be sure what you want is really something you can use,
or you might wind up out there just singing the blues. Yeah, you gotta dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dance.
Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you.
Swing with who swung you, yeah, dance with who brung you to the band.